Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to take a minute. I want to
go right ahead, Freddie.
I was in the barber shop when you called.
Oh, I see.
Hey, he's a good barber.
Milton, yeah. Could use him anytime. He's over there now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, I do, and you
right.
recommended him. I appreciate it.
Right.
I wanted to alert you to something that may cause a little problem. Senator Montoya, who hasn't been active in the Vietnam thing, has a resolution amendment which he is going to, I guess, attempt to attach to the military procurement.
Oh, the draft?
Yeah. Well, in the military procurement.
Oh, the Ottoman. I see.
Which, in effect, will say that none of the money can be used in Vietnam unless there's a fairly free
election.
Yeah. And it will attract, I'm afraid, a hell of a lot of support because on the face of it, it looks pretty attractive. Furthermore, Chu has recently made a statement that if military assistance was cut off, that he would then resign. So Montoya will argue, well, this is a way to bring about a contested election because if Chu and Key resign, then they have to have an election. So I'm not being against your policy in Vietnam. I'm helping your policy in Vietnam.
Boy.
It also fits into Jackson's position.
Sure.
So I just wanted to alert you to it. I think that I'll talk to Henry about it. It's something that could cause us some trouble.
Sure could.
We'll send a copy of it out to Bunker. The difficulty with the damn thing is that nobody has a very good solution. None of us like the idea of having to resign, and it's too late to get a
election
now. But anyway,
and they know that too.
They know that. Well, I wanted to alert you to it, and because
when will it be in?
Well, it could. He's offered it, but it didn't get much attention.
Mm-hmm.
But if it comes up on the floor, it could come up within the next several days.
Yeah.
And
that's a tough one, isn't it? You know, you stop to think of it there. On the plus side, at least in Vietnam, they did have an election for Congress.
That's right.
And Tu at least has said that
have a referendum. And
And that I'll get out and fight if the ballots are not enough. And also, you can look at the 50 new countries, however many there are since World War II, and you've probably only got three where there's anybody that's been... who has office, who is there as a result of a contested election.
Right. And the parliamentary election was a pretty fair election.
Oh, no question. I tried.
Well
neither that. We can't argue it, can we?
No. I just wanted to let you...
I appreciate your calling, because
we'll try to work out something. I'll give Henry a call and see what we can work out.
Right.
Everything else going well, I think.
Well, we're sitting around. I appreciated your remarks at the cabinet, and Pat got a lot of fine wires on her broadcast.
Number. She was tremendous, I thought.
Yeah,
really
a lot of wires.
Right. And I thought your remarks were great too. I didn't say much about that because it was really Pat's day, but I thought yours were very good.
Good. Well, sometimes those programs do more good than we think too.
I'll say.
I think it was nice to have the women, didn't you, for this kind of thing.
The women really appreciate it.
And giving them a little feel of the whole thing. And
Adele appreciate it very much.
A good subject too.
Very good.
They all.
Okay, Mr. President.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye.